This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, December 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Millard and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm Aid clarified. No audits on Chinese drone companies and potential Spanish swine flu impact. Aid rates coming the week of December 22nd. The Trump administration has finally released some key details about the size and the timing of its $11 billion rescue package for U.S. row crop farmers. But the administration won't disclose that payment rate until the week of December 22nd after getting acreage reports from producers. We have an economic model and formula already that we will be using to get those specific payment rates per commodity, said Allison Slagle, senior policy advisor to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. Slagle says those details can't be shared publicly until USDA has received acreage data from farmers and runs, quote, stress tests to determine the specific payment rate for each commodity covered under the department's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. The aid plan announced yesterday by President Donald Trump includes an additional $1 billion in payments for specialty crop farmers to be delivered at a time still to be determined. The initial $11 billion could be doled out to growers of soybeans, corn, wheat, cotton, and other crops before the end of February 2026. USDA officials stressing that the program is intended to cover broad economic burdens, not just losses to retaliatory tariffs. That includes higher cost of inputs like fertilizer and fuel and market losses tied to foreign competitors who aren't playing by the rules, said USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce. This program is simple, proportional, and fair, with no complicated factors, no carving up producers by crop or region, said Fordyce. If you plant an eligible crop and you've taken a hit, you'll receive support. There's more on the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program at agripulse.com. At the White House announcement yesterday, President Trump took a swipe at one of his favorite targets, former President Joe Biden, claiming that in the last year, Biden farm bankruptcies rose by 55%. Now, according to the U.S. courts, Chapter 12 filings went from 344 for fiscal 2021, covering most of the year of Biden's presidency, to 182 for FY22. The next 2 years saw 142 and 202 Chapter 12 filings, respectively. For FY25 that ended September 30, there were 293 Chapter 12 filings. Looked at another way, there have been 256 filings in the first 9 months of this calendar year. That's 40% more than calendar year 2024, the last year of Biden's presidency. Nelson returns as Illinois Farm Bureau president amid AFBF dispute. Illinois Farm Bureau delegates have voted in Philip Nelson as their new president, making the fourth-generation farmer's return to the role he previously held for a decade. Nelson, a fourth-generation farmer from northeast Illinois, got 55.6% of the vote at the Bureau's annual meeting over the weekend. He beat incumbent Illinois Farm Bureau President Brian Duncan, who 2 years ago defeated Nelson in a contested election to lead the Illinois largest agriculture group. Nelson served as IFB president from 2003 to 2013 and Illinois Director of Agriculture in 2015. The election upset comes amid friction between IFB and the American Farm Bureau Federation. In November 2024, Illinois Farm Bureau sued American Farm Bureau over a dispute about membership requirements for people who buy insurance from the state's organization affiliate. AFBF then voted to expel the Illinois group after IFB told the National Farm Organization that affiliate Country Financial Insurance Company was changing its underwriting rules to no longer require policyholders to be Farm Bureau members. Take note, Evan Haltine was re-elected vice president, 52% of the vote, defeating Mark Litkin. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Spanish swine flu outbreak to deliver incremental U.S. export gains. Spanish authorities are grappling with an outbreak of African swine fever, 13 confirmed cases as of yesterday. As countries move to curb imports from the country, it could offer some small opportunities to U.S. exporters, an industry representative says. There should be some incremental business for the U.S., U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President for Economic Analysis Aaron Boyer said yesterday in a weekly audio report. Spain is Europe's largest pork producer, accounting for a quarter of all European Union production. The outbreak prompted a raft of countries to immediately suspend imports to avoid transmission, but most, including its largest export destination, China, have since adopted a regionalized approach, only limiting imports from the affected area. Only about a third of Spain's exports to third country markets are fully suspended, Boyer said. Notably, Japan has adopted blanket restrictions, Boyer noted, offering promise for U.S. exporters to step in and fill a supply gap. Malaysia could also deliver export opportunities, she said. Take note, Boyer said the Spanish episode could offer lessons for the U.S. on the speed at which it was able to secure regionalization. Trump threatens 5% tariff on Mexico over water release. President Trump says he has authorized documentation to impose 5% tariffs on Mexico if it does not deliver more than 200,000 acre feet of Rio Grande water to the U.S. before the end of the month. Under a 1944 treaty, Mexico was expected to deliver 1.75 million acre feet of Rio Grande water to the U.S. over a five-year period. But when the most recent five-year cycle ended in October 25th, it had only delivered about half of that. In a Truth Social post, Trump said the lack of deliveries is hurting U.S. crops and livestock and added that, quote, Mexico is not responding to the U.S. The longer Mexico takes to release the water, the more our farmers are hurt, he wrote. Take note, language in the treaty does allow Mexico's water debt to carry over to the next cycle, which would allow them to pay it back over the next 5 years. However, they will need to deliver the missing water on top of their normal 1.75 million acre foot allocation. Remember, imports from Mexico not covered by a North American Free Trade Pact remain subject to a 25% emergency tariff that Trump imposed in March. Here's today's final word. Some November flash purchases occurred even when U.S. soybeans landed roughly $80 a metric ton above Brazilian supplies, suggesting strategic buying linked to comments rather than pure price competitive. But by early December, cumulative U.S. sales to China reached just 2.15 million metric tons. That's 17.9% of the 2025 target, implying that weekly purchases would need to accelerate to more than 2 million metric tons to meet the Treasury's expectation that the 12 million metric ton will be fulfilled by February 2026. That the word of North Dakota State University Associate Professor Sandro Steinbach in the latest finding in the university's Agriculture Trade Monitor. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, December 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.